and chilly enough to make Eden's toes curl. She wished she could remember what she'd done with her slippers. "Try under the bunk," Candy suggested. Eden bent down and found them. They were embroidered pink silk, hardly practical, but it hadn't seemed worthwhile to invest in another pair. Putting them on gave her an excuse to sit down again. "Do you really think 5 consecutive summers at Camp Fordham for Girls prepared us for this?" Haunted by her own doubts, Candy clasped her hands together. "Eden, are you having second thoughts?" Because she recognized distress in the bubbly voice, Eden buried her own doubts. She had both a financial and emotional interest in the newly formed Camp Liberty. Complaining wasn't going to put her on the road to success. With a shake of her head, she walked over to squeeze Candy's shoulder. "What I have is a terminal case of morning crankiness. Let me get that shower, then I'll be ready to face our 27 tenants." "Eden," Candy stopped her before she closed the bathroom door. "It's going to work for both of us. I know it." "I know it too." Eden closed the bathroom door and leaned against it. She could admit it now while she was alone. She was scared to death. Her last dime and her last ray of hope were tied up in the 6 cabins, the stables, and the cafeteria that were Camp Liberty. What did Eden Carlbow